This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, a dual U.S.-Turkish citizen taking part in a protest against settlement expansion in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, died of her wounds on Friday after allegedly being shot in the head by Israeli troops. Ron Noaz is an activist who was there.
Peaceful demonstrations was violently oppressed by tear gas, by live ammunition and in other means. At some point, we heard gunfire. We looked to the back and we saw that Ayla is shot in the head. She wasn't responding and an ambulance came and evacuated her to Rafidia Hospital in Nablus.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on the death and what the U.S. may do about it.
I just want to extend my deepest condolences, the deepest condolences of the United States government, to the family of Aishnor Ezgi-Aga. We deplore this tragic loss. Now, most important thing to do, to gather the facts, and that's exactly what we're in the process of doing. Any actions that we take are driven by the facts. So first things first, let's find out exactly what happened, and we will draw the necessary conclusions, consequences from that.
The Israeli military said it was looking into reports that troops had killed a foreign national in the area of the protest. Former U.S. President Donald Trump looked on as his lawyers pressed federal appeals judges to overturn a verdict finding him liable for sexual abuse and defamation. The attorney told a three-judge panel Friday that the civil trial in a lawsuit brought by writer E. Jean Carroll was muddied by improper evidence. He noted that the jury was allowed to consider such items as the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted years ago about grabbing women's genitals.